This is your Link Media News in Brief for May 17th, 2023. I'm Kenton Hornbeck. Despite spending nearly $11 million in a Kentucky Republican primary and having one of the most high-profile national political consultants working on her campaign, Kelly Craft lost her bid to win the Republican nomination and instead placed third. Attorney General Daniel Cameron will now face Democratic incumbent Andy Beshear in the general election. The plan brought to Kentucky by Kraft and Axiom Strategies worked for Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin on his campaign for governor, but failed to resonate with Kentuckians and led Kraft to finish in third place behind Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles. Voter turnout in this year's primary election fell in line with figures from previous primaries, with ballots cast percentages clocking in at 11.52% for Boone County, 12.96% for Campbell County, and 11.77% for Kenton County. Boone County Clerk Justin Krigler said the day, quote unquote, went smooth, adding that the staff and poll workers did a great job. Long lines plagued Kenton County on Election Day in 2022, which led some local leaders to attribute the consolidation of polling places as a main culprit following the election reforms in 2021. By all accounts, this problem did not reemerge for the primary. And finally, the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky International Airport has revealed plans to construct an 80,000 square foot cargo warehouse, which will expand the airport's overall cargo handling capacity. An agreement was reached between CVG and Burl Aviation Cincinnati LLC to invest $20 million worth of capital toward the project. Construction will occur on a 4.5-acre plot of land at the north end of the CVG campus. As of now, there is no finalized timeline. And those were your top stories of the day, Northern Kentucky. To stay up to date on all the latest local news, visit linkNKY.com. I'm Kenton Hornbeck.